Good afternoon, friends. This is Vincent, and welcome to America Next. Today is April 9th, 2024. Today I want to talk to you about something that happened a couple of days ago that surprised me, but it didn't surprise me at the same time. The Republicans have now targeted another group that they do not like. And they're going to try to do what they can do to take away their privileges as a citizen. Now, you might be wondering, who is this new group that MAGA Republicans are now focused on? Well, it's a group they have talked about before, but now they're trying to take the fight a little further. And I'm talking about senior citizens. Yes, senior citizens. Let me bring you up to date. A few days ago, a MAGA Republican, running for U.S. Congress, he's running for the Senate, he brought up the idea that, you know, it's time that we start acknowledging that senior citizens, those who live in retirement communities, retirement homes, they don't have much to offer. And so why should they, have the right to vote. You see, in his mind, what he's saying is that they have lived their life. They don't have long to go, so why should we be concerned with giving them all the privileges that they have earned? Now, some of you might be a little shocked at that, but make sure you keep this straight here. This is not surprising. Republicans, the mega Republicans, I should say, this goes along with their game plan. Think about it. As we know right now, mega Republicans don't like immigrants. They try to blame them for everything that has gone wrong in our society. And they want to do everything they can to send them out, send them back to wherever they came from. They don't like blacks. That's the reason they're working hard in states across the country trying to do whatever they can to keep blacks from voting. Women, they don't want a strong woman. They want women to be at home, having babies, taking care of the man. That's the reason they've taken away her right to abortion. And they have gone as far as to say that things were a lot better in this country before women gained the right to vote. Gay and lesbian community. We know that MAGA Republicans don't like the gay and lesbian community. In fact, they have even said that they should be exterminated. So now, when they say that senior citizens don't need the right to vote, it's not surprising. This fits into their mindset. You see, the MAGA Republicans don't have a game plan. They don't have a strategy. They don't have an idea of how to make a better country. Their whole approach is just chaos and hatred. I've said it to you before. They don't have this master plan that's going to say, we are going to create this great land where things are going to get better, where everyone has a job and a new car in the driveway. No, they're not looking at that at all. They simply hate, and they want to create chaos. That's all they ever do. And if you don't believe me, think about this. You at the U.S. Congress right now, the Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives since 2022, I believe. And in that time, they have done less than any other Congress before. They don't have a plan. They don't have strategies. They have hatred and chaos. So, my friends, when you hear them talk about taking away the voting rights of senior citizens, yes, you should be upset with that. But don't be surprised. Okay? Don't be surprised. When you hear them make statements that the gay and lesbian community are sick and they should be exterminated, be angry at that comment. But don't be surprised. When you hear them pass laws to try to take away a woman's right to her body, be angry, but do not be surprised. When you hear them trying to pass new voting territories in a state that will disenfranchise thousands of Black people, get angry, but don't be surprised. And when you hear them call immigrants animals, get angry, but don't be surprised. This is who the mega Republicans are. That's who they are. They are a vile, despicable bunch of people that have provided us nothing but hatred, bigotry, and chaos. So this November, keep all of this in mind when you go to the polls and vote Democrat up and down the line. Get rid of all the Republicans. It's really that simple. Just get rid of them until we can get a Republican Party that is balanced. You see, I think it's good to have a two-party system. I really do. But right now, the Republican Party has been taken over by these fanatics. And these fanatics should never be allowed to have power. So in November, vote them out. Get rid of them. Let's put people in there that believes in democracy, that believe in the Constitution, that believe in the rule of law. You see, our senior citizens, even though they may be older and frail, they still deserve every ounce of respect and every right that they have earned as an American citizen. And we are not going to allow some group of fanatical politicians to take that away. That's all for now. As always, please stay strong. Keep moving forward, and we'll talk again real soon. Thank you.